The story that we always remember, that we always tell on this Feast of the Epiphany, is the story of the wise men following the star, finding the Christ child in the manger at Bethlehem, laying their treasures at his feet, and worshiping him. In this child and all that this child would become and do, a secret mystery hidden throughout the ages has been revealed. The prophecy of Isaiah about God's light coming and bringing together people of all races and nations finds its fulfillment in this child of Bethlehem, the light whom God sent into the world. Such is the message of Epiphany, a word which means a showing forth. Another great word we heard today is mystery. I love that word, mystery. It's a key word in the lesson we heard read today from the letter to the Ephesians. And the way that we use the word mystery in the church is not something that's so much meant to be understood in the intellect as it is to be believed in the heart and experienced in spirit and in truth. Jesus said, God is spirit, and the true worshipers will worship God in spirit and in truth. Sacred mystery means entering into that which is greater than oneself and being changed by it. I'd like to repeat that. Sacred mystery means entering into that which is greater than oneself and being changed by it. Such is the exercise of making Eucharist together, which is our central act of worship as Christians. To expose ourselves to the light that has shone in Christ is to experience our human ignorance being transformed into divine wisdom. To expose ourselves to the light that has shone forth in Christ is to experience our human fears being overcome by God's love. To expose ourselves to the light that has shone forth in Christ is to experience the brokenness of our relationships being healed in the reconciling and infinite mercy of the living God. All of these things are part of what it means to experience and then show forth the mystery that has been made known in Christ. Light and darkness are words that are used all throughout the Bible. And they're words that help to describe our relationship with God. Light and darkness are opposites. They're contrasting ideas that are used especially in this Epiphany season to help us understand our state of spiritual being. That's why it's important to understand the reality and the meaning behind these symbols or these words, light and darkness. When I was a boy, our family had the privilege of using a summer cottage on a gorgeous lake not far from where we lived. In the evening, my father would often read to us from mystery or adventure novels as we all sat snuggled around the wood-burning stove, keeping warm by the light of the fire. My brother and I didn't sleep in the cottage, though. We slept in a bunkhouse about 50 yards away through the woods. On those nights when Dad would read a particularly scary part of one of those stories, I'll never forget how scared my brother and I were when it was time to walk that dark path through the woods back to the bunkhouse. Even a flashlight on the path didn't do the trick. The darkness was threatening because we couldn't see anything around us, and our heads were just filled with all these fearful thoughts from the story that we just listened to. And what a relief when we finally could hit the switch that turned all the floodlights on around our bunkhouse. All that false evidence appearing real. F-E-A-R. fear got dispelled when the lights came on and we could actually see there was certainly nothing to be afraid about. Darkness is a symbol of fear. It's a symbol of not seeing what surrounds us, a fear of the unknown. To live in the dark is to not know what's going on around us and not to be able to see ahead. Darkness brings fear and terror and uncertainty. Christ is the light of the world. To come to Christ and to lay our treasures at His feet is true wisdom indeed. To enter into the presence and the light of Christ is to find love and truth and peace with God and with each other. One story that has stuck in my mind, it's a bit dated now, it's a few years old, that I heard on the news, really disturbed me. It was a story about, quote, Christians, unquote, in India, ravaging and destroying Muslim homes after their Christian church had been burned down. Darkness in the name of the Lord of Light, violence in the name of the Prince of Peace, hatred in the name of the God of Love. The mission and the mandate of Epiphany is for us to experience and then show forth the mystery that has been made known in Christ of divine light that casts out darkness, of divine love that casts out fear, of divine mercy that brings peace. Never before in the history of our world has this mandate and mission of Epiphany been more necessary than at the start of this year, 2020. I want to conclude by reading to you some words from a man named Paul Johnson. This is out of an article he wrote in Reader's Digest for the very beginning of this millennium. This is like 20 years old, but I've always kept it. 2,000 years ago, a man came into the world to preach a doctrine of gentleness, love, and meekness of spirit. It took hold, it flourished, it is still with us. Those 20 centuries have shown us that the doctrine cannot entirely banish the darker side of humanity. It cannot end war, cruelty, greed, and the miseries of the poor. But it mitigates all those things, and it offers a continuing vision of our better, purer selves and of the better, purer world that we could create. Whatever fresh evils arise in our midst, Christ's message contains the means to overcome them. In the two millennia of the Christian era, we have conquered many scourges of humankind, recurrent famines, smallpox, but we have not conquered death. Perhaps the greatest merit of Christianity is that it provides us with a key to this final mystery. It offers an antidote to the fear death arouses in us, a firm promise of another world beyond and the means to enter it. That is the lasting legacy left by the man born 2,000 years ago, a legacy that has not diminished in all those years and which carries us with faith and hope into the third millennium, unafraid of anything it will bring. Shine on us and through us, O God, with the light of the love, the wisdom, and the peace made known for all peoples and for all ages in Christ, the light of the world. Amen.